Bibles out. We'll get ready to get into the Word of God. You know, when I was looking at what to speak about today, as the Lord laid on my heart, he reminded me of the Apostle Paul and his students. And one of the things he had is he would go and he would establish things in all the churches, and then his students would follow behind him and reaffirm what he had already spoken. And one of the things that he speaks about his student Timothy, he says that Timothy was a faithful minister. A faithful minister. Minister comes from the Greek word diakonos. And that word means a servant or a steward. Today, I'm here to minister to you. I'm here to serve you the Word of God. Now, as I serve the Word of God, just as if you went to a restaurant and someone served you, it's your choice of what you eat that's on the plate. Hello? Have you ever tried that? You ordered something, you got it, you took a bite of it, and it really didn't taste too good. You wanted to spit it out, but then you tasted it again. It didn't taste as bad as it did the first time you tasted it. One of the things also, and the word, as you're looking at serving, as we're serving the Word of God, is it's important to chew it. Because if you swallow it before you chew, you choke. And God doesn't want anybody to choke on His Word. Amen? One of the things He was reminding me in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2, He says, moreover, it's required in stewards, servants and stewards, that a man be found faithful. And here's the challenge. What are you doing with what God has trusted you with? Are you being faithful? You know, the Word of God says that we're called, chosen, but we're also charged. Amen? And I'm charged up. Hallelujah. Amen? You know, when we get in the atmosphere of praise and worship, I don't know about you, but I love the Lord, and it charges me up. There's something that happens inside. It gets me bubbling inside. Amen? So what gets to, if you're bubbling on the inside, what gets to come out is love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, those things. So open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy, excuse me. I better get where I'm preaching. Chapter 4. When you get there, say amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Today, the title of this morning's message is The Mind Aligned. Amen? The Mind Aligned. And we're going to, in this text that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he sent the word to remind, to refresh, so that he would retain. Amen. So we're going to remind you of some things today to refresh you so that you retain them. Amen. So can we lift the word together, make a declaration in the house today? Are you with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can be. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. And you knew everyone that would be in this room today. And that you have a purpose in each and every life of each and every individual. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room as your word is prophesied, as your word is spoken. And we thank you, Father God, that you declare also that your word will never return unto you void, that it will accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Lord, have your way in this place today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, Paul, he's going around planting churches and ministering to churches, and his student Timothy's following. So go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. The first thought is to remind. How many in the room forget? Everybody in the room? Everybody forget? Amen? Amen? So what the Apostle Paul said is not that they didn't hear the word, but sometimes we just forget. Hello? We're human. Amen? So the Apostle Paul in his letter here to the church of Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 14, he says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Many of you in this room, I have begotten you through the gospel. You're like sons and daughters to me, just as the Apostle Paul says. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, or Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you in remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Amen? So just as we spoke a little bit earlier, the Apostle Paul, he's traveling, he's establishing churches, he's teaching and preaching about Jesus. Amen. They're having a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. And they leave the service and forgot what they heard. So he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind them. And it's important that as we look at things, as we say, well, Pastor, I've heard you say that again before, and sometimes you have to say it 100 times before somebody really gets it inside and gets it established in their heart. Amen? Hello? Look with me also in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter 3. The Apostle Peter, now he's using a letter. He's writing a second letter because he's getting reports back where he said, well, they must not have heard or read the first one. Because the reports he was getting back wasn't aligning with the Word of God. And he says in his second epistle, Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. You know, I was reading an article this week, and it was from a Christian. It doesn't matter who it is. But in this article, he was saying that we did not need the Bible any longer. We're just followers of Jesus, and we don't need the Word of God, which was a total lie, which is a total deception. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. It's the word. And so this is our handbook. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, I need more faith. Does anybody in the room need more faith? Does anybody have something in front of them they need to overcome? Does somebody have something they need, or they need a provision, or they need the windows of heaven to open up and pour out a blessing to them that there's not room to bear? Amen. This is a faith measure, and it calls for faith. Amen. That's why we're gathered here together. That's why we're in this room. Amen. To our faith grows. Amen. And 2 Peter chapter 1, he's fine. He sounds like me when Jackie doesn't bring my food on time. Forgive me, honey. I shouldn't even said that. I repent. She's got selective hearing. After 41 years, she's learned. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 12, the Apostle Peter says this. He says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. He says, I'm going to remind you. I'm not saying that you don't know it, but I'm going to remind you so that you can be established, so that you can be settled. Amen. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free, right? So God wants us to establish us in the truth. And when the devil comes in with a lie, I don't buy it because it's not the truth. Because I know the truth. And I align the word with comes with the word of God. And if it doesn't align with his word, it's not him. Hello? Amen? So he says, I bring these things to remembrance to you. And I write unto you to bring these things to remembrance, or I send Timothy to you, so that you would nourish yourself up in the word of faith, to be nourished up in the word of faith. And I have here is to refresh. Amen. To refresh us in the word. So look with me at Matthew 24. Verse number 35. Jesus said this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So no matter what, this says, well, wait. Pastor, that's a history book. No, it's not. It's a book of life. It's the living word of God. It's alive and it's active. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So sometimes when we're in this atmosphere, you say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I got this, or I don't know if I got that. Everybody's going to get something, because somebody's going to hear something today that's going to minister to their heart in some area, in some place. Yeah, glory. Hello? You know, if you go to, I'm trying to think of the restaurants I don't go to. What's the big restaurant, the smorgasbord, the buffet up on top of the hill? Gold Crown. If you go to Gold Crown, there's all kinds of food laid out everywhere. But hopefully, prayerfully, you don't eat everything there. Hello? And if you're eating everything there, we'll pray for you after the service. But you don't eat everything. You have some areas that you go and you get. Amen? And as the word goes forth, there's areas for everyone. There's something that's going to taste good to you. And God says, listen to me. God says this to you. When you hear that word and it tastes good to you, swallow it and it will become. Hello? Hello? You know, you think, man, I needed to hear that. Digest it and say, wow, that feels good to my body. Amen? That's where the word begins to heal the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Is when we allow that thing that tastes and that we felt that taste, man, I like that taste. You know, for me, if I was going to go anywhere in Golden Corral, the only place that I would want to go in Golden Corral is to the dessert bar. Because it's just sweets and it has to align with me. Okay. Hallelujah. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. We're talking about being refreshed by the Word of God. Verse 22. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And listen to me. If you're here today and you're not 100% sure that you are saved, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Not a think so, not a maybe so, not a perhaps so, but it's a know so mentality. And when you have a know so mentality, the devil cannot steal that from you. You remember, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I came to give you life and the life in abundance. Amen? Amen. We're looking at the living word of God. Look with me in John chapter 6. Verse number 32. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I was reminded of that old song, drinking at the wells of living, or springs of living water.
Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, how wonderful and bountiful supply.
Hallelujah. Bountiful. So here's what the Lord is saying. He wants to remind you and I, for us to be refreshed by His Word, nourished in the Word of faith. I don't know, when I get nourished, I feel good. Hello? And of good doctrine. All right? In our text. And this speaks about to retain. You know? In other words, on your bulletin, in the picture on the front of your bulletin, there's a Bible and it has a plum line hanging over. You got red yesterday. You just roll around the mud, love. You didn't go in that mud relay?
Pam and Sonia?
Oh, you would have been better running because you look redder than she does. Yeah. I tried to call you yesterday. I was going to call you. I said, I'm getting ready to run 5K. Will you run with me? But the reason I put this one here, on the Bible and the plumb line, a plumb line keeps your wall straight. In other words, when you're setting the wall, you have a plumb line to keep your wall straight. The problem with a plumb line, if you're off 1 degree here, by the time you get out here, you're way off. And what the adversary tries to do is he tries to get you off of course by deception. And it seems just a 1 degree, it's just a little bit, and you're going on and on and on, and all of a sudden, you're way off base. Amen? And that's why the Apostle Paul was bringing to remembrance the good word of faith. Amen? So that it would keep sound doctrine. And even in that, in Titus chapter 1, the Apostle Paul's writing to his student Titus in verse number 7. Now, in our text here, it says a bishop would be an elder or a disciple of Christ. Amen? Amen? Verse number 7, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he's been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers or the mockers. Amen? In other words, the Lord's saying, hey, as aged Christians, this is the way we're to walk. Then he goes on and talks about conduct and how we're to conduct ourselves. And Titus chapter 2. We'll go ahead and look at that in verse number 1. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober. I have to go here. I didn't want to, but I'm going to go here anyway because the Lord just prompted it in my heart. I was with a friend of mine this week, I was with Joe. And Joe had made a statement to me about things that are happening in our world today It's kind of crazy that even the church and the body of Christ are getting married in barns instead of churches. They're in barns. And what was coming to my heart is when we were forbidden as men and women of God, we were not to go to the bars and the brothels and have parts of those things. And what the adversary has done now is there's a vineyard on every corner in this valley. A vineyard. Vineyards. And vineyards is all about alcohol. And you know, I'm not saying anything done with moderation is okay, but most of the problem is that most people can't do things in moderation. It becomes abuse. Amen. And I don't think that I don't think that's a place that we ought to hang out. Just purposely, I'm just saying. Yeah. And there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, but I'm just looking at what he says. He says that the aged men should be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and charity, and patience. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as become of holiness. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober. Well, there it goes. Here we go, to teach to be sober. I can't teach you to be sober if I'm not sober. Hello? To love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at the home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober. I wonder why he's saying this to the New Testament church. You know, here's the lie and deception. Well, Pastor, he was speaking to that time. No. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not his word. We're not to adjust the word to the times. We're to adjust our time to the word. Amen? When you're looking for things from the Lord and you're expecting things from God, he says, if you get with the program, hello? Hello? You get with the program, you get blessed. You know, I ain't blessed outside my promises, and I ain't blessed outside my word. You want to be blessed? Get in line. Pastor, that's hard preaching. Jesus says, you shall know the truth. And it's the truth that frees you. Hello? Now what you do with it is between you and the Lord. You could be to drink as much as you want. I'm not going to judge you. God didn't call me to judge you. I'm just a servant that's serving the word. Amen? And you know what? What I'm expecting is a big tip. That was kind of funny, I thought. I was joking. Hello? He says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Well, Pastor, he was writing to you and I. Do we have any grown-up Christians in here? Let me see your hand. Hey, you know, if you're a babe in Christ, he's going to train you up. He's going to teach you. Amen. You know? So in Hebrews 13, can I ever already say, praise God? Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:6, he says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. In other words, they're doing what they're preaching. They're not, their works are matching their faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, they're an example to be followed. Then there's a warning. And he says here that, again, verse number 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He said, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And what he is saying to you, that we're operating and we're moving in grace. And said, if we're not under the Levitical law, we're not sacrificing. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice that was made for you and I. And one of the things that he's speaking in my heart about is this, is when Jesus sacrificed for us, he did it once, he did it right, and he never has to do it again. Okay? So, in other words, where we're operating and moving, well, Pastor, I like to do this or I like to do that. And if it's harmful to you, that's where I need his strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. He says, therefore shall I glorify God in my infirmities, that the power of God rests on me. In other words, he challenges you and I in his word. Amen. I don't know about you, but he takes us from glory to glory. Amen. He takes us from righteousness unto holiness. Hello? By his word. Amen. He tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In other words, our mind is renewed according to the word of God. Amen. And as we digest and as we take the word and we chew on it and we swallow it, and we allow it to have an effect on our lives. And then we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. What you know, you could be whatever your heart and your mind sets to do. You could do anything you desire through Christ Jesus. You could be in whatever level you want to be. You could have these things. If you want to be prosperous, you can prosper. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So as your soul prospers, then your health prospers, and then you are prosperous. Hello? And what we're doing is we're speaking the word so that our soul prospers. Amen? So in closing today, in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 16. The word of God says, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You know, we're in this world, church, but we're not of this world. I don't know about you, but the word of God says to you and I that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And God wants us to help us to walk in this newness of life. You know, it was almost when I was in the world, I learned to walk and I learned to run. And when I became a new creation and I changed direction, I had to learn how to walk again before I could run. And if you've never learned to walk, you'll find if you try to run, you get tripped up. And what God wants you to understand today, you hear the heart of the Lord. He loves you right where you're at. But He loves you so much that He doesn't want to leave you there. He has better and greater things for you. Amen. So He is saying today, therefore there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. This word wasn't spoken to condemn anyone, but to build you up, to strengthen you, to encourage you, that you can run this race, that He is the author and He's the finisher of your faith. And He that's begun a good work in you is faithful. He's going to see it through. No matter what it looks like in front of us, no matter what we're facing, no matter what obstacles come before us, greater is He that is in us than he that is in this world. Amen? So He says today, He sent His word here to remind you and I